Crossing boundaries, say? Yeah. What is crossing boundaries? I'd like to introduce my two guests, Dallas and Courtney. Thank you. So, hello, Courtney. We're just going to ask you a few questions about crossing boundaries.
Okay.
So, what does crossing boundaries mean to you?
Crossing boundaries mean to me that you're telling somebody that they don't fit into a certain group, they don't look right in a certain kind of clothing, or they don't belong in a certain area or a certain place or a certain street.
So what about, like, how do you feel about race with that?
I feel like that people shouldn't discriminate other people about their skin complexion or the way they were raised or whatever.
Like the way they act and stuff.
Yeah, and the way they act, because it's just where they were brought up, where they were raised at. Whoever they're around, they're gonna be influenced by them, and they're gonna act like that person, or they're gonna pick up from that person. They're gonna pick up from that person what they know, and from them picking up from that person, they're gonna take that and they're gonna keep on building up on that.
So if like, so say, did anybody ever say you don't look white, or you look Hispanic or something?
No, I haven't had that happen, but I do know that in my old school, I was the only white person in that school, and they used to discriminate me against my race, and they used to tell me that I don't belong on that side, that I gotta go to another school, and that I shouldn't be there. But hey, that didn't stop me from getting my education. That didn't stop me from keep on going back to that school. You know what I did? I turned around and told them that if they gotta be that ignorant, then they don't belong there. So we had to have a meeting, and all of that stopped. Come to find out that the boy found out that I wasn't all the way white, and he was just making fun. He was just making himself look bad, basically. And then when he seen that other kids started to mess with me and stuff, he told them to chill out, because I'm not fully white and I do belong there. And it doesn't matter the color of their skin or the way they act or their race, they do belong anywhere. They're free to go anywhere.
So, basically, you think nobody, everybody should be allowed everywhere? Like, you remember when Rosa Parks, you know, black people and white people, about the trolleys and stuff, mm-hmm. buses and stuff, like, yeah. White people, was able to get their seats and whatnot, and the black people weren't. So, what about nowadays? Like, what do you think about buses nowadays? Is like, do they discriminate you about, like, where you sit on the bus, about anything on the bus?
No, they don't discriminate us about, I mean, wherever you get a seat nowadays is wherever you get a seat. I see black people, white people in the front and the back of the buses. I see Hispanic, Chinese, Asian,
everywhere, right?
African, everywhere on the buses. They don't,
doesn't matter, right?
No. To me, it seems like most of the races are starting to get along now, and I mean, they don't really care.
Okay, so we basically just hit like what, like other people. Mm-hmm. So, what are a couple ways you think you cross boundaries? Yeah, you. Did you like ever discriminate people for like what they wore and what they didn't wear, what they looked like,
I mean,
and what they
I
didn't?
I discriminate Africans.
Why?
Because
how come?
Not all, but most Africans think to me. And the Africans that live on my block, they come outside just wearing towels, and they have their little scarf on their heads and stuff like that. They come outside with no shoes on. And to me, that's a sign of disrespect, because you know that other people live on that block. You're not in your house, you're outside. And you shouldn't be coming outside with that stuff on. To me, that's disrespect. So yes, I have discriminated people. I'm not innocent either.
Okay, so what do you think, like if there was a rule, like you weren't able to discriminate people,
about what they look like, their race, or anything. So do you think people would, like, follow that rule or something?
No, I don't think anybody will follow their rule because everybody has their own, his or her opinion on how people look, how people dress, what they wear, and where they belong.
So if Obama made a law tomorrow saying you can't judge people by their race or such and such, you'll go to jail or something, what do you think will happen? Like,
I think most people will be in jail because me and myself, I speak what's on my mind. I'm not the type to bite my tongue for anybody. I speak the truth and I speak what's on my mind. So I'll be just one of them people to end up there in jail.
Alright, so you still be judgeful against people like that? Like,
yes, I will.
Like, even if Obama said you would be in jail?
Yes, I will.
But, like, alright. So, besides all that, I was just wondering what would happen. Anyways, so, crossing boundaries. Like, did anybody ever directly say anything to you? Like, not in school, like, a different, like, on the trolley, on the bus, or a train, or something. Did anybody disrespect you in some kind of way about your race?
No, not really, but some lady came up to me. I didn't know her. I was on Willing Avenue, and some homeless-looking lady, she stunk, and she ain't had no teeth and stuff. And she came in the Chinese store asking, me and my friends, if we had a cigarette, and we said that we all are underage, and I said smoking is bad for you. She turned around and said, I speak white. I said, she said, you're pretty to be a white girl. And then I turned around and I said, well, you stink. And she just went on to talk about my race. And then I turned around and said, well, you don't have to be in the store, you can leave. And then that's when she left.
So, she was black, right?
Yes, she was African-American.
Okay. Alright. So, besides all that,
Ew.
What? So, what, yeah, so, would you want to change, like, the act between blacks and whites, the race, the crossing boundaries of race? Would you want to change it?
It's not so much the younger kids, it's so much the older,
older the what?
I mean, it's so much coming from the older people that,
discriminate others?
Yes, because it's not too many kids that talk about white people and black people. It comes from the older, most of the older generation, I should say. Most of the older generation talks about whites and blacks. And I mean, in a way, I would want to change it, but in another way, just like me, I know some other people don't hold their tongue and don't care what comes out their mouth, and they'll say what they want to say and what's on their mind.
Okay. So with that being said, I think I got a couple more questions for you. But with that being said, do you think you ever got into a fight because of race? Like, did anything, like, an actual fight, a fist fight? Like,
no, I haven't gotten into a fist fight over race.
So, are you sure? Like, did, like, maybe a person didn't like you
for
what you looked like or what you wore or how you acted or what?
No, the most that I ever got into about my race is argument. I won't fight somebody over some dumb stuff. I don't care because call me what you want. I'ma always be me. So, no, I just argue. That's it.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I'm thinking, what about jobs-wise? Like, did anybody ever turn you down on a job because your color?
No. My old boss was, what was he? He was, Arabian or something like that.
Yeah, he was like Arabian. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he was like Arabian, and he has blacks, whites, Mexicans in here that work. He hasn't turned anybody down because of their race.
Okay, well, like, what about like other jobs? Like, did you apply for any other jobs that said you couldn't work there because of your race?
No.
Okay. What about your community? How do you feel in your community about crossing boundaries? What's your opinion on race in your community? How do people feel about you? How do they look at you from your race?
Well, everybody in my community, well, I know on my block and around the corner and
stuff like that.
Like
the area.
Yeah, like the area of my block. We all get along and we're all different races. So
basically what I gotta say is that people shouldn't
discriminate others because of their race.
Yes. You don't know what's on the inside. You know, well, we're both half black and stuff.
Just because they look white doesn't mean that they're fully white.
Exactly.
Me and my little brother, we look white. We're not fully white. We're mixed with Italian, Indian, black, German, Italian. We're mixed with a lot of stuff.
You said Italian twice.
Oh.
But yeah, I think that people just like over-discriminate others, but for no apparent reason.
Also, people should come up to you instead of going to other people and discriminate you to your face instead of to other people.
This right here basically says, don't judge a book by its cover. That's all I gotta say. So what does crossing boundaries mean to you?
I think crossing boundaries means to me is going a little too far with something.
Like, elaborate more.
Like, saying this person doesn't belong with this. Saying that they don't belong at all.
So, a person doesn't belong nowhere, like, somewhere because of, like, what they do or how they act or what?
How they act and probably what they do.
So, you're a pretty big man. Do you think people would, like, discriminate you about that? Like, how people will tell you you can't belong somewhere because you're big?
Yes, that happened to me in some cases. They said I'm too big. I can't hang with them.
All right, so did that change anything? Like, did you not go there? Did you not hang out with them for that reason?
No, because most of my friends hang out with them. So I just basically chill on with the people that I know that hangs with them.
Okay.
I just don't listen to the people that that don't like me.
Okay. Alright, so what about race? Did anybody ever tell you anything bad about your race? Like, you're so white, you don't belong here.
Yes, that happened to me a lot. They call me a big marshmallow.
Really?
Yes, just because I'm white and, like, big.
Alright, so does this happen in school?
Yes, this happens in school a lot.
Like, does it only happen in school, like, not in the community or anything?
No, when I see the people that I don't like around the community or neighborhood, yeah, they'll make fun of me right there. And they'll just be like, look at that fat guy.
Like, will they play with you? Or, like, do you consider it playing? Or do you consider it, like, being disrespectful?
To me, it's both. Because I laugh at it, so I consider it playing. And disrespectful because they're talking about my race.
Alright, so do you get, like, offended?
A little bit, yes.
So you never pay attention to them? You just, like, keep going?
Yeah, I don't pay attention to them that much. Yeah, I hear them, but they just stop me from doing my work if I do pay attention to them.
Okay, so what about, the trolley and bus?
Yeah, I take the bus or trolley whenever I can.
Yeah.
But they usually mess with me on the bus the most.
Alright, got you. Okay, so is there ever a point in time where you just want to drop everything and, like, just say forget everything because, like, you're not wanted where you are?
Yeah, that happened in a lot of occasions.
Alright, so give me an example.
Sometimes at school, they'll run by, hit me, and call me, fat, a white ghost, and then I just drop my books and turn around.
But yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
I would just like to thank my two guests for entering the room with me today and go over crossing boundaries with me today. Thank you very much.